Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Oh, we want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. If I was to test you, how would you register on my thermometer? Well, you can rest. Number one, I'm not going to test you. Number two, it doesn't matter whether I test you or not. Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. My guest is red hot. Her name is Ana Mendez Farrell, and Ana was raised in Mexico City, raised as a Catholic, but the Catholicism in Latin America is not like the Catholicism in the United States. I mean, witch doctors are involved in paganism to such an extent that it's blatant, it's obvious. And she had an encounter with Jesus. She knew he was real. She went within the Catholic Church, but it was so many witch doctors. In fact, she ended up with a witch doctor, got entirely demonized, ended up in a mental institution. She would have died in that mental institution or perhaps committed suicide, except a man of God came in, prayed with her to be born again. Tell me what that experience was like, Ana.
It was so powerful. And when I asked this man, what do I need to do to come to Jesus? He said one word. He said, repent. And it was an earthquake in my life. I knew it was not the Catholic lukewarm repentance that is a joke. It was a real thing. I was in front of the Holy Spirit. I was in front of a man of God. And he said, repent. And it was an earthquake. And it shook all my life. And I fell on my face. And I saw Jesus in the cross. And when I saw Jesus in the cross, I knew it was like his wounds were talking to me, saying, it is because of you. It is because of you that I pay this price. And I just wept my sins and confessed my sins. And then the forgiveness of Christ came out of him, and I felt his forgiveness. And then this man prayed for me, and it was like the power of God just hit me like a lightning, and I was instantly delivered. I was instantly healed. I was instantly a new person. I mean, the glory of God remained in that room for 12 hours. We could not move.
Now, you told me that you realized, when your mind was clear, you realized where you were and what was going on. What did you do for the other patients there?
Well, I realized every other person there had the same problem that I had, that everybody was demonized, and the Jesus that I received in my heart and it was so real can deliver me and can deliver them. So I went to the
pastor.
But
you don't know anything. How do you know that?
When the pastor came to visit me, I said, hey, why can't we set all these people free? And he said, if you believe, these signs will follow. That you will cast out demons, you will heal the sick. And he said, do you believe? And I said, with all of my heart, let's go. And we went door to door to door to door. And in 15 days, 80% of the hospital was totally free and delivered and healed.
Yeah, but now the doctors can't make a living. Don't you feel bad? They don't have any more patients.
Well, they kicked me out because of that. He says, this woman is ruining our business.
Serious?
Serious. I was there confined for life. And I mean, the miracle just hit everybody. Even the doctors were amazed at the miracle.
But I understand one of the doctors, one of the head doctors, when he had problems in the future, what did he do?
Well, this is the chief doctor of psychiatry in Mexico nation.
Ooh.
The very most important guy in psychiatry.
Yeah.
And he will call me when he was going to disconnect or what's the
lobotomy.
Name?
Lobotomy. It's called lobotomy, which
lobotomy.
Makes someone like a zombie.
In
other words, they have nothing. They stopped doing that in the United States, but they still do it in other third world countries. And once that happens, there's no reversal.
Exactly.
You become a vegetable.
Exactly. So the doctor will call me and he says, can you please do your talk and pray for these people before I do this? Because I hate to do this. So several times we went there and just pray for the people, got them delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I mean, it was incredible.
But you think that's incredible, Mishpocha. Well, guess what happens? Her sister is a spirit-filled believer, and an evangelist from the United States by the name of Morris Cirillo is coming to speak, but she needs a few translators. Your sister was a translator. She needed one more, so she volunteers you. But there's a slight problem. How good was your English?
Well, she didn't volunteer me. It was like the Lord told her I was going to be an interpreter, but I didn't speak English at all. I mean, I spoke the little words you learn in school, and that was it.
So how could you be a translator?
Well, that's what I told my sister. You didn't hear the Holy Spirit. How can I be a translator? And she looked at me and she says, if the Holy Spirit is saying you are the interpreter, isn't he able to give you the English language just like that in the platform? And I fell on my face because I knew that was not my sister. And I said, oh my God, let it be according to this word. And I believe with all my heart the Lord could do something like that. And we volunteered. We went there. They say, yes, you can be the interpreters. They didn't test us, praise the Lord. And I stood in that platform without knowing the language, just in the faith that the Lord was going to open heaven and release a magnificent miracle. And as I stood and as I stepped into that miracle...
I wonder if Morris Cirillo knew this ahead of time, that his translator didn't speak any English.
No, he didn't know that.
I'm sure.
Anyway, so heaven opened up and the English language came to me supernaturally. I started to translate perfectly. And I mean...
Yeah, you know, I've heard of stories like this, Anna, but then they lose the language. It only comes once in a while. But you kept the language. Obviously.
I kept the language, and not only I have received the English language, I received the French language.
French?
French. Oui, je parle français. Mais oui.
Oh, you are provoking me to jealousy.
Yeah, I speak Portuguese. I received the same way, the Portuguese language. And just last week, I preached my first sermon in German.
In German?
In German.
Oh, you speak in Deutsch?
Yeah.
Oy vey, she does. That's why I exhausted my knowledge.
Yeah. So the Lord is able to do amazing things.
You know what I'm thinking? What would happen if a couple of, ignorant fishermen walked up to a man or a woman of God and they were told, this is the way it is. You can walk on water. You can move mountains. You don't have to put up with sickness. You can pray for those that are deaf and they'll be able to hear. They would believe it. There would be no unbelief in them. And if we could squeeze out all the unbelief that has been taught in North America to Christians, that would be normal. Is there anything in this Bible that you haven't seen with your eyes?
I haven't seen Jesus coming back, but besides that...
No, but in the miraculous, have you seen the dead raised?
I have 4 deaths raised in my own ministry, 4 people came back from the death.
What are your thoughts on Christians being sick?
I believe I have a very strong experience with the cross of Calvary. I mean, I have lived, drank from the blood of Jesus in my spirit, and I know the price he paid to heal our sicknesses. And actually, me and my husband, we live in supernatural health. I believe Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God provides divine health. And we can live without medicine. And when I feel sick, where we go to the most dangerous nations, eat the most, unhealthy foods, because we eat whatever they are. We just came from India, in which, we didn't know we were eating a rat or something. No, really, it was amazing. You really needed the faith of God.
Uh-huh.
But the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of what he paid for us is so incredible that there is no chemotherapy, there is no...
Wait a second. You're provoking me to jealousy. That's what you're supposed to do, although, I don't know, you're a little Jewish, your grandfather was Jewish, but the Gentile Christian is supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy. What about us? What about us that were raised in, quote, Christian America, we have so much unbelief. Is there any hope for us to be walking at that level?
Yes, of course. The same Jesus that moves in me can move in any
I know,
American.
But we've been taught wrong for so many years.
That is the problem. The problem that when the Bible speaks about the thief coming to steal is speaking about wrong teaching. And we have made Americans lukewarm in their beliefs because there are so many natural solutions that we choose the comfortable way. It's very complacent, it's very comfortable, just not to take the effort of praying. And it's not that hard, really. It's not that hard.
Anna, Time's slipping away. I'm making available this week your book, Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood, and your CD. Tell me, you believe, and I believe this too, that in communion, and we'll participate in communion altogether, Mishpucha, on the Friday broadcast, in communion, we can partake of all that Jesus did for us. Tell me a little bit about this CD that we'll be offering with the book.
This is a prophetic CD on the blood of Jesus. Actually, we do prophetic CDs, and this is bringing heaven and earth together. And when the manifestation of heaven is coming down to the earth, then we start recording. And in this CD, the power of the blood start to manifest in a magnificent way. So we started to see miracles happening tremendously. So
you know what I believe? I believe that as our Mishpucha listen to this CD and read your book, Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood, what has been stolen from them is going to come back.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
I believe the greatest inheritance Jesus left the church is in communion. And we have made it a ritual, and we have totally lost the essence of communion. But the Holy Spirit is bringing it back to the church, and that's why the Lord gave me this amazing revelation to restore that truth. And we are seeing amazing miracles, I mean, life experiences being changed.
Are you telling me over lunch that someone with Alzheimer's, what happened to them when they just listened to the CD and their relatives got the revelation of communion?
Yeah, actually, this is a prayer group that was listening to the CD, The Power of His Blood. And the father of this lady was upstairs with an Alzheimer, I mean, terminal. And the power just manifested, and he came down the stairs, totally healed, asking for food, saying, I am a new person. I mean, what is going on here? There's an amazing power. I feel like never before. And the man was totally healed
from
Alzheimer's.
This is one of the keys, Mishpucha. Trust me on this. Get this book and this CD. The name of the book, Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood. It's subtitled, The Greatest Inheritance of Power and Revelation That Jesus Left. It's so misunderstood. It's going to be transforming, an important mentoring tool. The CD and the book available for a donation of $25.